Healthcare investment firm OrbiMed has raised its fourth Asia private equity fund, primarily focused on China and India, overshooting the target Corpus Dot and NBSP. OrbiMed Asia Partners IV has raised $800 million, 5,876 crore rupees, it said in a statement. That and SQO's more than the $750 million target, going by a filing last year. The investment firm has also got $1.5 billion for OrbiMed Private Investment SAIT and $1.2 billion for OrbiMed Royalty and AMP Credit Opportunities III. The Asia Fund will invest across biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, diagnostics, and healthcare services. It aims to typically bet $10 to $100 million on companies across venture capital and growth stages. The fund plans to make 20 investments in total. OrbiMed said in the statement that the limited partners, LPs, in the three funds it raised include medical institutions, university endowments, foundations, pension funds and sovereign wealth funds. Last month, Asian Development Bank, ADB, said that it had signed a $75 million, around 550 crore, equity investment in OrbiMed Asia Partners IV. With the new funds, OrbiMed and Number 39's assets under management has increased to around $18 billion across public equity, private equity and credit/royalty strategies. In India, the investment firm has been silent on the investment front for more than a year. Its last known investment in the country was a 2019 bet on Advanced Enzyme Technologies Limited. In 2018, OrbiMed invested in Entero Healthcare Solutions Private Limited, a pharmaceutical company co-founded by a former chief executive of drugmaker Alchem Laboratories Limited and NBSP. It also ploughed $42.5 million, 276.7 crore rupees, in the bulk drugs unit of Vivimed Labs Limited that year. OrbiMed and SQO's other portfolio companies in India include Siraksha Diagnostic, Laxmi Dental Export Private Limited, pharmaceuticals firm Eurolife Healthcare and hospital chain Kerala Institute of Medical Sciences. In June 2018, the investment firm exited Soya Children and SQO's Medicare Private Limited after mid-market private equity firm C-Link Capital Partners came in as a new investor in the mother and child care company.